Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott, and this afternoon we're going to be listening to the music of Miles Davis, and we have a lot of music to get through on the show today. We're going to start off with a classic recording of Miles taken from 1958. This album is entitled Milestones, and we're going to listen to a tune called Sid's Ahead, and this is a song written by Miles Davis, and it features Cannonball Adderley on alto sax, Paul Chambers on bass, John Coltrane on tenor sax. We have, of course, Miles on trumpet, Red Garland on piano, and Philly Joe Jones is on drums. So let's give a listen to Sid's Ahead.
Thank you.
That was music from Miles Davis with SIDS Ahead, taken from the 1958 classic Milestones. I'm Randy McElligott, and you're listening to a special edition of In Transition as we spotlight the music of trumpet player Miles Davis. We're going to go now to 1987 and listen to a rather obscure recording. It's the theme for the movie Siesta, and this is initially the brainchild of bassist Marcus Miller and Miles Davis. And we're going to listen to a composition entitled Theme for Augustine.
Thank you. My name is Mika Pohjola, and I'm a jazz musician in New York. You may have never heard of me and of so many other people, but if you listen to In Transition at CHUO-FM, you will know more.
Thank you.
That was a beautiful version of Old Folks, performed by Miles Davis, taken from his album Someday My Prince Will Come. That was recorded, I believe, in 1961. We're going to listen now to another classic album from Miles. This one's called Sketches of Spain, and we're going to hear a beautiful composition written by arranger Gil Evans. It's entitled Saeta.
Thank you.
That was a beautiful piece of music written by sax player Wayne Shorter, taken from Miles's album Nefertiti, and featuring Wayne on tenor sax. We also had Herbie Hancock on piano, Ron Carter on bass, and I'm telling you, that was quite a session. There were some other musicians on the album as well, but those were the key during that particular composition that we heard, and of course a tune written by Wayne Shorter entitled Fall. Let's listen to another tune from Wayne Shorter, and this one's taken from a 1967 release, Miles Davis's album Sorcerer, and we're going to listen to a composition called Masquelero.
Thank you. So this is Sarah from Tegan and Sarah. I'm about to start a solo project because I've murdered Tegan. You heard it first on CHUO 89.1 FM.
We're going to listen now to an album from 1968 entitled Miles in the Sky. And the tune that I've picked this afternoon is one that's written by the drummer Tony Williams, and it's called Black Comedy. Thank you.
Thank you.
1956, that was the Columbia recording round about midnight, and we heard a tune written by Cole Porter called All of You, featuring Philly Joe Jones on drums. We had some fine trumpet work there from Miles Davis. We had John Coltrane on tenor sax, Red Garland on piano. Simply a beautiful album, and if you have a chance to pick it up, I highly recommend it. Again, it was recorded in 1956 and released on the Columbia label. Let's listen to some more Miles Davis with a tune called Wait Till You See Her.
Thank you. You're listening to CHUO FM 89.1.
Ottawa Youth Campus Community Alternative.
Get ready! 4, 3, 8, 10.
The nation's only bilingual campus community radio station.
CHUO.
Thank you.
1968 release on Columbia, that was Miles Davis with a tune called Petite Machine, taken from the album Fille du Kilimanjaro. And I hope you liked that one. That was an interesting piece that was filled with a lot of vigor and energy. Let's listen to some music from a beautiful recording that Miles Davis made in 1969, entitled In a Silent Way. And we're going to hear an excerpt from this Columbia release.
Thank you. for all the most exciting and thrilling music around. Keep your dial locked to CHUO 89.1 FM. We'll be right back.
was a song written by Jackie McLean entitled Little Melanie. I love the changes in that song, and I love the way that Miles Davis performs, and performs well, actually. That's a great composition, again, written by the late Jackie McLean. Certainly what many would consider to be the most popular and the most accessible recording that Miles Davis ever recorded, Kind of Blue, was made in 1959. And this next tune I'm going to feature for you is entitled Blue and Green, and it features a beautiful introduction from pianist Bill Evans.
Hi, this is Barbara Montgomery, and you are listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM with your host, Randy McElligott.
That was Miles Davis with the master take to the song Bess, You Is My Woman. A beautiful arrangement and beautifully performed by Miles Davis with some help from Gil Evans. That was actually one of their better recordings. If any of you would like to look at my playlist, if you want to see what I've been playing on recent episodes of In Transition, you just have to go to the following website. It's www.mcran.com, www.mcran.com, and all of my playlists for the past few months are posted up there, so you can take a look at what I've been featuring on various episodes of In Transition. I hope you're all enjoying the show this afternoon as we're featuring some fine music from trumpet player Miles Davis. We're going to listen now to a track from Miles' album for the Capitol label. It's certainly a classic. It's entitled Birth of the Cool. And we're going to hear his version of the Eddie DeLange, Jimmy Van Heusen composition, Darn That Dream.
I dream each night. You say you love me and you hold me tight. But when I awake, you're out of sight. Oh, darn that dream. Darn your lips. Darn your eyes, they lift me high above the starry skies. Then I tumble out of paradise. Oh, darn that dream. Darn this one track mind of mine. It can't understand that you don't care. Just to change the mood I'm in, I'd welcome a nice old night. And bless it too. Without that dream, I never would have you. But it haunts me and it won't come true. Oh, darn that dream. Without that dream, I never would have you. But it haunts me and it won't come true. Oh, darn that dream. We're
going to conclude the show this afternoon with an excellent recording of Staplemates, and this is when Miles Davis was recording for the Prestige label between 1951 and 1956. song written by Benny Golson, and we're going to give a listen to it right now. Thank you very much for joining me today as we celebrate the music of Miles Davis. that wraps up another edition of In Transition. I hope you like the show today as we featured the music of Miles Davis. Now, I'll be back next week with some more music. Until then, have a great week, and I'll see you then. Bye for now. Thank you.